Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 4th of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours here and there. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start things off in the UK today at a hospital, and it has to do with computer viruses. Oh, lovely. The Northern Lincolnshire said that there was an incident caused by a computer virus, which infected its electronic systems on Sunday. Yeah, we're just hearing about it now. Yeah, that's usually the way it goes. And because of this attack, the hospitals had taken the decision to shut down everything. So, you know, so they could corner the virus. So you're thinking, okay, yeah, that's no big deal. What's so big about that? Because they had to shut down everything, they had to cancel a whole bunch of operations. I know you're already thinking, okay, those may be the minor procedures. What about those life-threatening ones? Well, the medical emergencies involving major trauma, or, you know, women, you know, high risk in labor, you know, pregnant women, those were all diverted to neighboring hospitals. Kind of makes you wonder, what did they tell those patients? They were saying, excuse me, ma'am, we got to wheel you out next door. Why? Well, there's a virus in the building. Don't worry, though. It's just the computer one. Moving on to Apple News now, you might remember, it wasn't too that long ago, really. You remember Ben Gate? Yeah, everybody's taking their iPhone 6 Plus and, yeah, I'm He-Man. Well, it looks like Apple might be addressing it this time around with actually making a phone that bends. Yep, you heard me correctly. It'll be a feature, not a manufacturing error. Yes, Apple apparently has been granted a patent for a futuristic, bendable, and foldable iPhone. Funny enough, though, this is not the first nor the second time to attempt this. So I guess the third time's the charm. And now, of course, we're not hearing any details over there at Apple how they're going to pull this bendable phone off, particularly bending the screen. That'll probably be something we'll see as a new feature coming up in iPhone 10 or 11 or who the hell knows. Facebook is in the money, they're in the money, and Zuck's very happy. Yes, everybody's favorite social network had $7.01 billion in revenue and $2.38 billion in profits. So those of you with your calculators out there, that's a 166% increase. Wow. Now, yes, this is part of the earnings call with CEO himself, Mark Zuckerberg, saying that going forward with the company now, we'll all focus on video first, stating that we think the camera will be the main way people share. Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer there, Zuck. Other things that Mr. Zuckerberg talked about was the company investing in artificial intelligence, and I know, between me and you, that scares the hell out of me too. And dabbling into VR, at least eventually. But for now, they're still counting all their damn money. Finally, as you all know, the U.S. has got an election coming up next week. So obviously, this is for all of our U.S. citizens. And that are so stupid in thinking a tweet that they seen on Twitter could actually be true. That tweet? You can vote by phone. Really? No, idiot, you can't. Yes, there was a bunch of tweets that surfaced on Twitter earlier yesterday, advising people to, hey, why don't you pick up the phone and vote? Yes, that would be impossible to do. Why? Well, because the voting system in the U.S. requires citizens to register locally or vote either in person or via an absentee ballot, which, by the way, is sent still the old-fashioned way, snail mail. Now, yes, those dumbass tweets have been removed, and at least one account that sent them has been banned. But we all know with the election just a few days away, I'm sure some more stupid tweets will be popping up pretty soon. Next one will probably be, hey, why don't you vote on Facebook or via Twitter? Or hell, come on into Snapchat and make your decision about America's future. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, the official website for everything that is British Tech. Get on over there, check out everything that's going on over there, and get subscribed to all of our great podcasts while you're there, too. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. Get your behind over there and get on board right now. That's at britishtech.slack.com. Well, that wraps up for this week's edition of the news show. Yeah, it was a shorts editions, wasn't it? Yeah, we only had two this week. Sorry. We'll be back full force next week. Well, probably except for Thursday. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the weekend. Yes, we'll be back on Monday, but until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.